The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. It is time to open. You are listening to Waking Up in America, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Life Today in America, brought to you by Key Media, Bragg.com, Happily 200, The Coning Company.com, Sir Jason Winter T, DrVal.com, and Doctors All Spelled Out, and Randy Shannon, that's Randy with an I and two N's, RandyShannon.com. And please go to www.drvalerieann.hghbreakthrough.com. And those of us on the radio show this morning that are doing this, we are having breakthroughs, and in a really record period of time by using this HGH, which is human growth hormone stimulant, okay? Stimulates the pituitary gland to do that. So things are getting rip snorting around here, and we appreciate it. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that's changing the world. Thank you, Bob. Always appreciate that. So if you hear a phone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing, we actually call from our homes and offices around the world to cause this program. Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and the Lord's Prayer actually means in Aramaic, go out and get that which is yours. It doesn't mean sit down or get on your knees and beg somebody to give it to you. It's about going out and getting that which is yours, and that's what Waking Up in America is about. It's about understanding how the world works. It's about understanding your opportunities. And I would have to say, Randy, you get the prize, I believe, for going out and getting that which is yours with the real estate ordeal. You have gone through how many months or years has that gone on?
Well over a year, but kind of a nightmare for the last 4 months or so. But everything has worked out. I'm a happy camper now.
You're a happy camper? Oh, my God. America, Asia, Europe, South Africa, Australia, the Middle East. Cheer right now, because this has been the longest growing saga I have ever seen. And she has the endurance. Oh, I don't. I want to say elephant, but I don't want to insult you. She's not big. She just won't stop. And that's also what makes her my partner here on radio, because the latest update on the insurance companies, Randy?
Yes.
I have contacted the State of California Department of Insurance, and they walked me through their website. They found me a section in the website for the state insurance governance that actually backs up my position. I have filed a complaint against Wawa Nisa. Furthermore, I am actually requesting that all insurance companies in the state of California be investigated for the way they respond when people turn in act of God situations, okay? Because in the state insurance code, it says it doesn't call it an act of God. It just says that they need to take care of it. And they're all pretending like it doesn't exist. So I want to know if every one of them is doing that. Because they have this little thing that they use, and I'm sure it's true in real estate. They talk about industry standard. Industry standard, they get to do this and they get to do that because that other company does that. Now, There are regulations and rules for insurance companies, and there are regulations and rules for realtors. Tell them what you did with the Florida board on that realtor.
Well, in my opinion, because until this plays out, in my opinion, what he did was completely corrupt. He was withholding contracts. And so I turned him into Florida Ethics, Florida Fraud, and the escrow. So
yeah, certainly
he's got quite
getting that which is yours, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and I just got their response, and it says that they committed no violations, and yet any realtor I tell this horror story to says they are the ones that give us the bad name. So they're still claiming they've created no violations, which this was the most horrendous. I've told this story to about six realtors, and every one of them says, what a nightmare.
And this is what they do, and I have paperwork for the insurance company saying that they did nothing wrong, that I'm 100% at fault for an act of God accident. And then I know Farmers is actually advertising for act of God accidents. They actually talk about, you know, the way...
Yes, I've seen those commercials.
Exactly. Now, here's the deal. I said, if a tree falls on your car, are you considering that that's the driver's fault? What do you think they said?
They said yes.
Yes, if the driver is sitting in the car eating lunch and the tree falls on the car, it's the driver's fault. If the person is standing outside of the car drinking a cup of coffee or something like that, the tree falls, it's an act of God.
Oh, wow.
As long as the driver is sitting in the car. Now, once you find out, I'm telling you this intentionally, because if any of you have accidents of this nature on your record, then what happens is it puts a point on your record. And then, oh, on top of that, I found out that the insurance company had lowballed me on the repairs of my car because I didn't have it done at an agency. I'd already had the car agency check it. He told me it cost $2,600 to repair my car. When the guy came over to the house, he insisted it was $1,700. So they lowballed me because I had already taken it to the least expensive person I knew. So I'm going after that lowball figure, which cost me another $900. So anyway, you get a point on your record because it's your fault, and then they collect everything they paid you plus some because your insurance rate then goes up for the year. What can I say?
Aren't they wonderful?
Aren't they wonderful? And I bet you every state probably has some kind of insurance board, okay?
They do.
You just make sure. And these insurance board people are like the most amazing humans on the planet, Randy. They pick up the phone in about one or two rings. While on NISA, I actually called once and was held for 45 minutes. I was called twice, and at 45 minutes, I agreed to leave my name and number because they would call me back. They didn't ever call me back. And then the next time when I just finally had it, I just called up at 9 o'clock in the morning, and slightly after 10, somebody answered the phone. I was on hold that long. State of California Department of Insurance, call them up. They say what selection it is. Within 1 minute, somebody is there with you. You don't understand the website. Let me go over there and help you through it. Oh, I think this is what you're looking for. There are people out there within your states willing to help you, but you have to go out and get that which is yours.
That's right.
Where Dr. Dave Carpenter is? Did you happen to find him?
He didn't answer.
Darn.
I left him a message.
Okay, so. That's very good. Well, I should have confirmed with him yesterday or something like that, or he's snoozing his way into the day. Dr. Carpenter is an amazing man, and he's the one that turned me on, a human growth stimulator, which actually is the pituitary gland gets stimulated, and then it produces growth hormone. And Sherry Vincent, of course, eager beaver that she is to always be the best she can be, Sherry started taking it like 2 days ago. Sherry, what has happened for you since you started taking the...
One of the things that has happened is that my vision has definitely cleared up. I don't have that blurry vision that I was having. And also, I went running yesterday for the first time in quite a while.
What's quite a while?
So that has been, it's probably been a couple of years.
Okay, does that see it's better when you say a couple of years?
Pardon me?
It's better when you say a couple of years.
Yes.
Because when you say quite a while, that could be anything. But when you say a couple of years, that's tremendous. Now, I want you to know that not everybody is going to get results as quickly as Sherry has. First of all, she's always taken very good care of her health, and so her body was in tune to go into action from this. For a lot of people, it's asked that you take a six-month commitment to this product because you're so far down the food chain as far as health is concerned that you might not notice something as dramatic as what she's noticing. So I just couldn't believe it. After like 2 days, that was happening. Randy, I think the same thing might happen to you. I think you might find yourself back on your bicycle. I'm noticing, now Maya, I've been on it 3 weeks, and for the first time yesterday, for about maybe 2 or 3 hours, I didn't have a backache. That's the first time in like maybe 10 years.
Nice.
Something is happening with it.
Mm-hmm.
My skin, you tease yourself about stuff you don't like, but you don't really like that you're teasing yourself. I used to call myself Miss Alligator because my arms turned into like alligator skin, which to me was my description of something that was rough, and bumps on it and things like that on my forearms. Also, I'm noticing that I cut myself on my arm, and it's healed up super fast. So I don't know how it's going to work out for you. Lonnie signed up for it, too. Lonnie Hogan-Miller has been invited to be on Waking Up in America this morning, guys, because Lonnie's been a listener for 10 years, and he has helped me out. He helped me out greatly with the cancer conversation. So, Lonnie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know I told you you'd be a fly on the wall, but since our main guest isn't here, I'm inviting the fly to the table to talk. Now, you've been into a lot of different products and things of that nature. Actually, you're the one that told me about putting Glucogel with Osteo Plus or something like that from Youngevity to regrow bone. Would you like to mention a little bit about the two products that you had mentioned to me? The Tangy Tangerine and the Osteo Plus and the Glucogel?
Right. Yeah, the Glucogel actually can rebuild cartilage and bone.
How long does it take?
Randy can probably tell you. I know Lance, who is above her in Youngevity, rebuilt his hip with this protocol.
If you follow the protocol all the way with the minerals, the EFAs, which is your omega 369, the Glucogel and the OsteoFX, and you clean up the diet, there's a lot to cleaning up the diet. There's a do and a don't list, and you stick with that, you're looking at 90 to 120 days. And I have people as my customers that have taken x-rays, and you know, if people can't afford the full amount of product, because you would want to ramp up the Glucogel and the OsteoFX in the rebuilding phase, when they did it, they couldn't afford to purchase the product that they actually needed, so the process took quite a bit longer, but they had x-rays to actually back it up, and the x-rays actually showed the lack of a better word, the white matter, which is our cartilage, regrowing. It took about 9 months. They had x-rays, I guess, all throughout, and they saw it on the x-ray that it was rebuilding. So
they're a perfect team, by the way. These two things that we're talking about, that's one of the reasons why I invited to be Lonnie on air this morning. The Youngevity products actually give your body everything that a body needs. Even though we may be different colors and different heights and things of that nature, our bodies need similar things, and the Youngevity products give our bodies that. Okay.
Most definitely.
What happens, though, is we're still aging, and our pituitary glands are still decreasing. It's been mentioned before, but I'll definitely mention again, the pituitary gland at 25 is when it peaks. Every single year after that, it's decreasing. By the time my friend Jerry Weaver died at, I think it was 93, earlier this year, and she's a health food person. I see, I could still have her in the present. I miss her so much. Anyway, that was Dennis's wife. At 93, she probably had only maybe 1 or 2% of the pituitary, production of HGH. If I'd known about this thing, I think Jerry would still be here, and I'd still have a good friend that would be alive and well. It's been said that, children don't need it, okay? So you don't need to be worried about giving the pituitary supplement to your children. They don't need it until they're 25, and that's when it starts to decrease. And if the child has it, young adult has it at 25, they will live to be probably 150, 160 years old and be in good health. But what I'm telling you is when Randy mentioned the dietary supplement, I almost, Randy, imagined people being in outer space and having the drink. You know, I put mine together as a drink, the young charity.
Okay.
I put apple cider vinegar in there. I put in a couple of other things that I use, and there's a definite difference in my endurance, for absolutely sure. It's been definitely accelerated. I actually am one of those people that used to complain if I had to take things twice a day. Like, I could do it once, but I couldn't do it twice. You couldn't count on me for that. You can count on me for this. I'm getting.
Yeah, when you're going through it, you absolutely change your mind. You know, Dr. Wallach went to very malnourished parts of the world. And see, a teenager, for example, since you're talking about, you know, younger people even, a teenager, for example, they stop growing in their later teens. But if they were malnourished, then they didn't have everything they needed to grow properly. You can actually intervene, according to Dr. Wallach, somewhere around even as late as like 14, 15, if they're getting the 90 for life nutrients, which they can get through you, Val, on your website, if they add, and look, we're malnourished in this country. We're not eating proper diets. Our teenagers are not. So if they aren't getting nourished, they're not growing the way they would have or should have physically turned out the way God made them to be. If they get the 90 for life, they can actually cut that off at the pass and they'll grow as tall as they were supposed to grow. I asked him, I said, is it too late for me? Because I'm 5'3". And he said, yes, too late for you. If we had caught you at 14, we might have made you grow taller.
You know what? I'm not sure it is too late for you.
Oh, I take them.
I got it. But I'm saying we'll see. Because this HGH thing is really interesting, what it's doing. Lonnie, you haven't got your first delivery yet, have you?
No, not yet.
Oh, wait. I can't wait to find out what happens to him, because this is Mr. Super Healthy, too. And by the way, Lonnie, remember when you were talking to me about the tangy tangerine? Oh, I get beyond tangy tangerine, and you were talking about your eyes?
Right.
About how your eyesight got so much better?
Yeah, I went from 2040 to 2015.
Wow. Well, I'm at 2020 because of the interocular lenses, and I thought, well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens because I have their 2020 lenses, but it can't hurt to be feeding the rest of the eye is what I was thinking, okay? I've got my fingers crossed, and what I'm shooting for is I got these darn floaters in my eye, and sometimes I'll be sitting in a room and I'll be reading or watching television or something, and I'll think, I'll catch a glimpse out of something out of the side of my eye, and I'll think somebody's in the hallway or something. It's usually a floater, one of the big ones. It floats over to the corner of my eye. So what I'm looking at is I've got laser surgery scheduled in 6 months, okay, so that they can actually zap those things out. But in the time before the 6 months when that surgery is scheduled, I can cancel that at any time, I'm double dosing all the products. I'm double dosing the HGH, and I'm double dosing the longevity, because what I want to know is if those are proteins floating around in my vitreous fluid, then perhaps I can neutralize them through these things. So we'll see. Either way, I've got it covered. I was actually getting ready to sign up. the day before yesterday, I said, I've had it with this back thing. I can't get any relief no matter what I do. And I was going to, I had put on my schedule yesterday to call the back surgeon and go in and for an evaluation. And that morning, my back did not hurt for like 3 or 4 hours. Do you know what it's like to have a back that hurts you 24 hours a day, even when you're in bed? So something has shifted. It's like God said, okay, I'll give you a taste of what's possible. And once you get what Sherry got, there's other ones of you, other people out there that are healthy. Sherry, I mean, could you believe it when you were running? What did you say to yourself?
I could not believe that I was running. I felt as if I was floating. I had so much energy and so much lightness about me. It was amazing. And I haven't felt that way in a long, long time. So I can feel the difference. I'm also waking up earlier in the morning, and I just feel like I'm ready to go.
Right. And by the way, those of you who can't sleep all the time, I've had one or two sleepless nights when I've been a couple of days ago, could not sleep for 4 hours, and I was really crabby in the morning. That's the way it used to be all the time. Now, it was like I woke up this morning, and I felt good. I felt strong. I knew I'd slept well. That's one of the side effects of this. And anybody who's worried about being allergic to it, as Dr. Dave said to me, you're not allergic to yourself. What it's doing is it's causing you to generate what you used to generate. That's what it's doing. So get yourself over there and to the website. I'll read it to you one more time, www.drvalerieanne.hghbreakthrough.com. And Sherry, what is it twice a month? I think it's about $179, something like that, twice a month. What we've been doing is...
It's you get a double order for that amount, and it's once a month payment. It's like $175.
Yeah, I couldn't remember with shipping and things of that nature, and then they charge sales tax in California. Anyhow, what we found out from Dr. Dave and also from Beverly Brooke Peterson, she's a friend of mine that's always done the best of everything. So whenever Beverly looks at something, she's the person that does all the research, and she says, Val, do it, and I say, okay. It's one of those relationships. What they're looking at is Beverly, all of my friends are older now. Well, not all of them, but a lot of my friends are older. So what we have is I probably had, before I started this, about 6% maybe of my pituitary that I would have had at 25 output on HGH. So it takes approximately 6 months to build up to what you would be at 25. What Bev said and what Dr. Dave said is that the product, you take it on an empty stomach, which means 2 hours before a meal or 2 hours after. You don't want anything else around it. Okay, when you take that product, it starts to diminish in power after 8 hours. So what we've been doing is taking the product before we go to sleep at night, 2 hours after dinner, and then getting up in the morning and taking the product again and then not eating breakfast for 2 hours. So we are double dosing it, just to tell you that. But if you can't afford to double dose it, single dose it, because believe me, it will start sending you in the right direction. Now, we've got some interesting stuff here for you today. One of them is that Sherry overheard a conversation at Outback. I'll have her share that conversation with you, and then we'll discuss, because everything you hear, you don't know that it's true. But you can start to be a detective about whether it's true or not. And by the way, Snopes is not the last word on everything. People always go, oh, Snopes this and Snopes that. Snopes have been known to shape things. So there are a couple of things that we wanted to share with you this morning. You want to do the Shield thing after Sherry? Randy, talk to them about Gotham Shield.
Oh, yeah. You want me to say it?
I think that would be good after we have Sherry do her presentation here. So
okay, stay tuned, everyone, because this is big.
Let me tell you, we've got When I prayed for whistleblowers, actually, Sherry Vincent started showing up as being a regular on the show, and this woman is pure mischief. She's into research all the time. She's scanning the thing. Now she's got more energy. She'll probably set the country on fire with possibility. Randy's been like that all the time. I've been the kind of older. So anyway, it's all coming together, folks. So tell them what you heard at Outback, and then we'll talk about the rest of it.
Okay. Well, yesterday I was having lunch at Outback and, you know, just minding my own business. And then all of a sudden behind me, there was this conversation had started. And I heard the words NSA. So my ears kind of perked up. So this lady has a brother that works for the NSA. And he had confirmed to her that Obama is in prison. And she could not understand why it's not being in our media here, that it's not being, people are not being allowed to know about it. And so that was the brunt of their communication and their conversation. So that was very interesting to me.
Yeah, and you told me about that, and I thought, huh, and I was watching the news last night, and it says Barack Obama is back from a 3-month vacation, and he's gonna upstage Trump at the Brandenburg Gates, and there's a couple other things he was doing. It's just like, but here's the deal, folks. We don't know what the truth is. We may never know. We do know they manufacture clones. We do know that we have NSA, we have an agent, and we have Homeland Security giving us information. And I also have a friend that's connected with a cabinet. Now, she can't talk about a lot of the stuff, but she slips me things from time to time. So we've got some pretty darn cool connections, okay? And what's happening, I want you guys to be detectives. When you see Barack Obama on television or at the Brandenburg Gates, or I wish I could remember the other places he's supposed to show up in the next 2 or 3 months, I want you to look at him very carefully, and I want you to see if you notice the mole beside his nose. Because I don't know how all this thing works. I do know that I actually saw four different... My favorite on this one was Hillary Clinton. I actually saw time-stamped editions of four different tapes of Hillary Clinton being in four different places at exactly the same time. One of them was at airport, and I don't remember where the other three were. And they were time-stamped. They were like, what do you call it, you know, security tapes. So we do know for a fact that almost every, probably every significant world leader has a clone. In fact, I think Donald Trump has one. They say, I can't remember, on the campaign trail, one of them would wear a red tie and the other one would wear a blue tie. So just be a detective out there. So you can experience what we experience. Here is Sherry overhearing something. Here's me watching what's on television. I tend to lean towards the whistleblowers, and our whistleblower that has to actually be on a plane, Paul the Plumber, he had to be on a plane this morning, but he came in and he briefed us on something that Randy's going to tell you about, and this is big, okay? So Randy, take it away. Randy. Gotham Shield. Are we on air?
I am there. I apologize. I don't know why it was not coming through. Okay, so what he told us this morning, and what he is, I haven't confirmed it, but he has said that he is Homeland Security, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So he told us about an operation. He's actually getting on a plane right now to fly to D.C., to participate in an operation that is taking place that starts Monday morning at 6 a.m. and runs through Friday, according to him. And it's called Gotham. Let's see. I've got to look at it. Did he call it Gotham City? What did he call it?
Yeah, Gotham Shield.
Gotham Shield.
It's D-O-T-K-M, Gotham, like Batman, Gotham. Gotham.
Right.
Gotham Shield 2017 exercise.
Now, he did state that the people knew about it. I had never heard this before. So he stated that the people in New York City are aware of it. They've been forewarned, actually, for quite some time. So I'm thinking that people are going to think this is real. That's my opinion.
That's my concern, actually.
Yeah, I mean, 200 hits on a site doesn't excite me. He said his traffic went from 5 hits to 200 and some hits. In regards to this, which I don't know what site that is. I guess we didn't ask. So that tells me not a lot of people know about it. But he said it will look real. Yeah.
Do you have? I'm looking at one right now that says Operation Gotham Shields, feds to simulate nuke blast. And it's supposed to be starting Tuesday morning, I guess, Tuesday, April 25th. So they're simulating a nuke blast, and they want to check all this different stuff. Well, if they're simulating all of this, I don't think everybody knows.
I don't either.
Buy it that everybody knows.
And he said
knows.
That they will experience an electromagnetic pulse, which...
Did you ever hear about Orson Welles and War of the Worlds? Does anybody on this call know about that?
I've heard of it.
Yes.
Okay, well, back, I'm going to say in the 30s, Orson Welles gets on the radio, and he starts talking about an alien attack. And it's said before and afterwards that that's what it is. But America didn't know that, and you had America
Right. Skiing
out, and especially with what's going on in North Korea, I'm real concerned about this, folks. Because that little dude actually put something on television. I saw it, I think, Wednesday or Thursday, and it was him celebrating, I guess, his grandfather's birthday or something like that. And they were all dressed up, and on a projection screen behind him, there was a picture of them nuking San Francisco and the American flag and everybody clapping. So the fact that these two things are at the same time, and I haven't heard a peep about this on television, and I watch every day because I want to see what they're saying, you know? And then they call us conspiracy theorists. Definitely people do need therapy on this. I do sometimes. I'm actually a member of the Galactic Federation, and I hang out with people that have actually been on spaceships and things of that nature. And I'd be crazy if it wasn't for the conversations that I hear on Sheldon Neidl's call once a month, because he talks about galactic interface. Every single president of the United States has met, I don't know about Trump yet, but has met with, quotes, the extraterrestrials. This is something that's been going on since the 50s that nobody ever bothered to think you were grown up enough to hear about. It's the things that have been kept from us. I'm deeply concerned about the combination of this drill and what our little Korean weenie wagger is doing, because he's taken on China and he's threatened San Francisco, and now we're having a nuclear bomb thing test in New York and New Jersey.
See, and this reminds me of all the stories like Sandy Hook, etc., that the media runs with as if it's real, and then it turns out that, guess what, it was a drill. Is that what's happening here?
That's what I want to know. Now, according to Paul the Plumber, everybody's supposed to know, but like Randy pointed out to you, the fact that he got 200 hits, there is a lot of information on it, on the Internet, you guys. So spread it around. Any of you that have internet exercise, it says massive power outage in San Francisco, huge exercise. That's being published too. And they think that, I don't know if you know about that, like a third of San Francisco has no power. They're towing these streetcars up the street. Is this an exercise?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't say it's an exercise. They just say, San Francisco's out of power in this particular section, and they show tow trucks bringing the streetcars up the street.
Yeah, see, the whole story doesn't go to media. What's people going to think? We're really being attacked.
You got to be the ones. We are told we have 30,000 listeners at different points in the world. Get on your darn computers and let people know that things are going on, and that there, some of them are being called tests or whatever. Because this is a formula for something really nasty to happen.
I don't like the feel of it.
I don't like the feel of it at all. And I, on the conference bridge, we get together in the morning, and I asked, and one of the people on the bridge said that he should just be quietly taken out. And you know what? I'm leaning towards that myself. I don't know what to do. I don't know how you take him out. I don't know if you kill him, if you capture him, if you, whatever you do, he's got, that whole thing has got to be stopped. No. President Trump bombed Syria supposedly to take out ISIS and different tunnels and things of that nature. Would it be appropriate to have China's joining in, by the way, guys. China's stepping up to the plate. People that have done business with North Korea are withdrawing their business, okay? So what would you do? I mean, that's the question to ask. And it isn't like bomb the country or anything like that, because there's a lot of innocent people under the thumb of that maniac. What would you do? Randy, what would you do?
I don't believe in any form of dictatorship at all. I don't understand why somebody like that, or like a Fidel Castro, can be in power for so long. How difficult is this to just go in and arrest these people and let people live freely? I mean, who made it so that these people could just rule over millions of people? I don't get it. I'm totally against it. And why doesn't somebody good step up to the plate and arrest the dictators? I know that's, you know, fantasy land, right? But, you know,
okay, but
why should anybody live under that kind of tyranny?
Under what authority would you be able to arrest the dictator?
Any kind of humanitarian right. We all deserve freedom. Why wouldn't we all? Every human being on this planet deserves to have an opportunity of freedom.
I'm in total agreement with you. I just don't exactly know how to do it. Last night, it was a whole conspiracy thing about that certain members of Kennedy's cabinet were meeting in Hawaii, and one of these women that thought that they were actually planning the assassination of JFK was over there, and then in the first part of the show, she's murdered. So you're going along with, you know, she's on to something, right? Or she wouldn't have been murdered. Was she on to the assassination of JFK? No, they were actually planning the assassination of Castro. What would have happened if in 1953 or 63 Castro had been assassinated? You know, are we now saying that it's okay for the CIA hit squads or sniper squads to go out and do that, or the military? I mean, you know, American Sniper, that was a doozy of a movie, man. That guy did such a good job. Lonnie, I think you were along the same lines, weren't you?
Yeah, I think that if they go in a covert mission, and this guy in the leader in North Korea has an accident,
oh,
I think
okay.
he doesn't survive the accident. It's just an accident. Okay?
Well, you know, it's interesting because at the courthouse, or at the Pasadena Playhouse, which is really fun, they're actually running a play with Justice Scalia, and that's another thing. Randy, they have come up with some evidence that he was murdered, okay?
Oh, I thought he was murdered all along.
Well, I know you did. That's why I wanted you to know.
Yeah.
I wanted you to know that what you heard was validated. Who is the Vince guy in the White House? I can't think of his last name now. The one that was Hillary Clinton's lover.
Oh, Vince Foster.
Yeah, Vince Foster. Trey Gowdy. I love Trey Gowdy. I wouldn't whatever have Trey Gowdy mad at me. Trey Gowdy
no.
actually had the body exhumed.
And really? I didn't know that.
I know. That's what one of the things I was trying to tell you about. They had the body exhumed, and they found, catch this, 2 bullet holes in the back of his head. That'd be a really amazing suicide. The first one missed, and so he shot himself again in the back of the head? I don't think so. But what's
yeah.
also super interesting about this is they found, like, the casket was in a concrete container. When they went underneath it, they found the body of a woman that had disappeared years ago. So they buried her first, they put concrete on top of her, and then they dropped our little suicide in there. So, then amazingly enough, it made me think of it, Lonnie, when you said accident.
You know, there are a lot of accidents that happen.
Right, well, here's what happened afterwards, after they did all this and they were going to take the body. the ambulance that was had the body in it caught fire and cremated the body. Don't you love it?
Another accident, yeah.
So they think, anyway, so Trey Gowdy is, you know, he's on the rampage. I don't know, I think we should send Trey Gowdy over to Corey and see what he does for this little pup. But I think the Chinese, I'm hoping the Chinese will actually get on him too. So the thing is, he can't happen. And he's bragging to the world that he's going to take out the United States of America. And he's bragging to the world that his first target is San Francisco. So I don't, something's going to happen. And if something does happen, it isn't the start of World War III. It's probably the end of the start of World War III. Sometimes when people are punching you, you've got to give them a knockout punch to end something that would have happened and ended nastily if you hadn't done that. Sherry, do you have any comments on this?
Well, I tend to agree with Mike and Lonnie that anyone that is taking innocent people's lives, I think there needs to be something done to stop those people. You know, they have some sort of screws loose to feel like that they have the power that they can do that to people that are doing them no harm.
Yeah, and different countries around the world have actually been paying North Korea to behave themselves for years with trade agreements and things of that nature. So this is now, he's now given up all of that as well because those agreements are being canceled and withdrawn. I don't remember exactly, but some contract with the Chinese was canceled a week or two ago that had been around for a while. So not only is he threatening the world with what he's doing, he's signing the death warrant for his people, and that's just not okay.
No.
So for people that meditate and pray, you know, one of the things would be nice if he just doesn't blow himself up physically with his own psychotic behavior. He could very well do that. I don't know how God would like to see him go or how that works. It could be that the guy has a heart attack and dies because he's so hyped up. If you saw that film footage on him celebrating the attack on the United States, the energy is just, everyone in the room jumped with him. All of the military leaders jumped with him. That doesn't tell me that all the military leaders are with him. That tells me how strongly he disciplines the people around him. You know there's some good people in that room that jumped up because they were afraid to do anything else. If they'd done anything else, they would have been shot dead on the spot, most likely. So it's kind of a paradigm for how we live our lives. Do we have the courage to stand up? Randy stood up to the realtor, and I'm standing up for the insurance companies. And when this global currency goes through, one of the things I'm going to do, by the way, both Sherry and I have been investigating alternatives to insurance. Sherry, what have you come up with?
Well, I'm learning more and more about the surety bonds. That we do have an alternative to having to pay these insurance companies that they're charging us incredible insurance rates when we could have a surety bond that will cover us for everything that we need, and it's much more reasonable.
Right, and Lonnie, actually, Lonnie Hogan-Miller, this busy little bee that fortunately we've had listening to us for 10 years. Lonnie, your son came up with some solutions, and are you actually doing them, or what would you like to say about what your son came up with?
What he had found is that there's a company online that has created an international driving permit, which allows you to drive in 200 countries around the world, instead of a driver's license, coupled that with a surety bond instead of car insurance. And the surety bond is pretty much what the insurance companies, they actually, I think, take out bonds so that whenever there's an incident or accident, they're not paying for the repairs. They go to their bond.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Oh, that.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is a big, another big scheme from the insurance industry where they never lose any money. And
not
whenever
only that,
there is...
Point on your record, they paid me $1,200. They should have paid me $1,900. They put a point on my record that drove my insurance up by $100 a month, and they will collect something like $9,000 off my accident.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, it's basically a system. The banks are defrauding us. The insurance companies are defrauding us. Many parts of this system set up by the cabal basically defraud the American people on a daily basis.
On as many angles as possible. You know what's funny? You're reminding me, Lonnie, of something I heard, and I believe it to be true, but I can't honestly swear to it, that Walmart employs all of it. It insures all of its employees for life insurance. So when they die, Walmart collects.
Yeah, I would imagine a lot of large corporations in the military industrial congressional complex make a lot of money off of their ex-employees after they die.
Yeah, totally. That's probably how they can give you those cheap prices and buy all that. I just went on the internet, folks. International driver's license, price online, $25, www.id, it looks like iditravel.com. Prices online, satisfaction guaranteed, applied today online. Fast processing and delivery. There's one from $39. Trusted since 2000. There's a bunch of them. Just go to international driver's license. I lost my driver's license about 3 months ago, and I just refused to go buy another one. But I didn't want to be part of that system. And now you can see, I'm so grateful that I want to thank you, Wawa Nisa, for being such big jerks with me. Because you've given me freedom. You will be the access to freedom in my life from something that I've always disagreed with and somehow thought was wrong. So thank you for being the jerks that you are. I really, really appreciate it. And I hope that other people will actually appreciate what the insurance companies have done and inspire you to international driver's licenses and surety bonds. It's a different world coming. And then I signed up for something called the Oxford Club, guys. It was one of those $49 things that will teach you all the stuff you can get. There's some interesting stuff on there. If you've got good credit, something like that, there's different things that you can do. After the RV, we'll have good credit. I still have faith that it's happening. I totally do. It's just that it keeps passing every date that everybody is positive about. I don't know yet if this Zimbabwe currency, which is the 50 trillion and the 100 trillion bond notes for sure are going to go. I bought a lot of the lower denominations because I had heard that they would go too. So we'll have to see on that. I think that's imminent. Iraq has a five-day holiday coming up. Their prices have changed dramatically. It used to cost 950 dinar to buy a loaf of bread, and now it's down to 250. So things like that are happening. Anything going on anything you want to share? We're nearing the end of the show, so a couple of sentences each. Sherry, what about you?
Well, I have another little bit of information about these insurance companies and how they back these foreclosures. The banks lose nothing whenever they foreclose on someone because they are insured in every way possible. And so they're collecting all this insurance when they're foreclosing on people's homes.
Huh. Well, that makes sense. That's probably why they keep doing it.
That's one. Mm-hmm.
I'm in my 10th year, okay? They think they're foreclosing on me next month on the 25th of May, right? And I just laugh when I get the stuff in the mail. I've got a whole team of researchers, and we haven't decided what one we're going to pull this time. All I'm trying to do is wait until NESRA comes, when all home mortgages are canceled anyway, which is supposed to be shortly. Lonnie, any last thing you'd like to say before we sign off?
No, other than this man in North Korea, I know he has a really well-trained, believe it or not, 1 million-man army and a 6 million-man reserve force. So this guy is dangerous, you know, and he doesn't look as if he's too rational.
Oh, no, that's the thing. That's definitely the thing. I totally get that. Let's see. Well, Miss Shannon.
And kumbaya. Can't we just all get along? the Korean people, they're not bad people. It's just
that guy at the top. I've actually been to Korea. I went to Korea in the 80s, and I was amazed when we landed at the airport. It was like right next to the parallel, and there were machine gun towers and stuff. It was really quite an experience, and Korea is a really beautiful country and has a lot of cool stuff going on. So little dude has been up there festering for a long time. His family line has been festering for a long time. What can I say? Go out and take care of something for yourself, just like Randy did, just like I'm doing. Go check out the international driver's license. $25 for a driver's license, I don't know when it expires. It probably never expires. We're caught in an expiration circuit as well. So what can I say? Get into action and share with your friends and let them know that this exercise is going on, because I don't like it. Why don't you call your local broadcast station? That'd be an idea. Randy, would you be willing to call one of your stations? I'll call one of ours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you be willing to call one, Sherry?
Yes, I will.
Okay, would you be willing to call one, Mike? Okay, well, will you put it on the air then? Will you have somebody else put it on the air? Yeah, see if you can, because I really think it's going to scare the crud out of America with what's going on in Korea and what's not being mentioned here on the news. So, Lonnie, can you call ABQ? Can you call Cumulus Radio?
Yeah, I'll call Mike.
Don't call Mike. Call the main station.
Sure, I'll call. I send them emails all the time of the chemtrails over Albuquerque.
Okay, great. But does anybody answer your calls?
No, they kind of pretty much ignore me.
Okay, well, that's why I'm saying call in and see if you can talk to somebody, okay? Let's do what we can do, and listeners, please do that. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, codingcompany.com, happily200.com, heavenincorporated.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Dr. Joel Wallach, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, and Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Chris Burgard, Agent X, Terry Cole Whitaker, David R., descendant of King David, Randy, Randy's Edward F. Group III, Shalene Nightingale, and DrValerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us your daughter, Patricia, to continue your work. Big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, our producer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jacklin, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon, and our research director, Ron Hayes, to John Young at Totally Gospel. A big thanks to all the people for their airtime and friendship you have given us over the years. A big thanks to our webmaster, Joseph Chung. Merci beaucoup to Bette Mike, and for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Be kind to yourself. Get on the phone, folks. Start rattling the bars. Take care.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through. Now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.